I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call to the Lord, who is worthy of praise, and I am saved from my enemies. The cords of death entangled me. The torrents of destruction overwhelmed me. The snares of death confronted me. And in my distress I called to the Lord. I cried to my God for help. And from his temple he heard my voice. My cry came before him and into his ears. The earth trembled and quaked, and the foundations of the mountains shook. They trembled because he was angry. Smoke rose from his nostrils. Consuming fire came from his mouth. Burning coals blazed out of it. And he parted the heavens and came down. Dark clouds were under his feet. He mounted the cherubim and flew. He soared on the wings of the wind. He made darkness his covering, his canopy around him, and the dark rain clouds of the sky. Out of the brightness of his presence, clouds advanced with hailstones and bolts of lightning. The Lord thundered from heaven. The voice of the Most High resounded. He shot his arrows and scattered the enemies, great bolts of lightning, and routed them. The valleys of the sea were exposed, and the foundations of the earth laid bare at your rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of breath from your nostrils. He reached down from on high and took hold of me. He drew me out of deep waters. He rescued me from my powerful enemy, from my foes who were too strong for me. They confronted me in the day of my disaster, but the Lord was my support. He brought me into a spacious place, and he rescued me because he delighted in me. Psalm 18:1-19. A psalm of thanksgiving for a life rescued and blessed by the Lord. A deliverance from enemies, both within and without. David wrote this psalm, but it is a remembrance to me of my rescue also. It was the darkest of times for me and to me and others. It is a picture of hope, as when the depths tried to swallow and to take David down, they also tried to pull me under. And it was then that the hand of God reached down, stretched open the jaws of our enemies, and pulled David and myself and countless others to safety. David, at the time of the writing of this psalm, was nearing the end of his life, and thus this remembrance of the journey through the valley of the shadow of death and the faithfulness of the Lord and his authority were never questioned, for not even the bowels of the earth and the depths of their confines can hold that which has been held and blessed by the Lord. From Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. And you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. We have looked at the meaning of the calling of calling the Lord my shepherd, and we have looked at his meeting our needs and of being satisfied with what he has given to each of us, to trusting him to know what is better for us than we can know. And if there is something in our life that we cannot shake, as Paul had the thorn in his side that he spoke of, then we too will trust that he has meaning and a reason for not releasing that from us. What does it look like? What does it mean to look at how he restores our soul? Or that if we will step back and follow instead of trying to lead, that he will lead and guide us in his ways and down paths of righteousness into the arms of eternal life. Because of who he is, he teaches us his ways that we may live and stand in his presence. This is how our faith grows and our steadfastness becomes stronger. It is through his word and the time of rest we enter into when we are with him. His faithfulness and holiness are what sustains all of creation, and he will not share that glory, nor will he surrender it to another. After all, there is none who can compare to him. Who would be worthy to share his glory? In this present day's journey that we embark on through the valley of the shadow of death, we are seeing things converge that will fulfill the prophecies that are yet to be fulfilled in God's word. We must set our sights on the Lord Jesus Christ, for only He will be able to sustain us, to rescue us from the pouring out of God's wrath upon the earth. Today, on the earth, lies the valley of the shadow of death. It is seen in looking at the world through our spiritual eyes. Here we encounter the prince of the air and all that comes from his reign of terror, through lies and deception, and we can now recognize the sins of the world as they are. And we must acknowledge that we do have a need for a Savior and a shepherd who will lead us safely home through what has now become the territory of an enemy that has set out to devour and destroy everything good that is of God. From Psalm 18, "The Lord has dealt with me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands, He has rewarded me. To the faithful, you show yourself faithful. To the blameless, you show yourself blameless. To the pure, you show yourself pure. But to the crooked, you show yourself shrewd. You save the humble, but bring low those whose eyes are haughty." You can't have it both ways, where you lead and the Lord is given co-leadership with you. You either trust Him to be your shepherd, who will lead you to the food, the Word of God, to water, Jesus, who is the living water. He will lead you through the valley to the places of rest, alongside the quiet waters. And He will restore your soul, revealing Himself to you that you see who He is and of His majesty and His authority to rule and to reign, even in the midst of what the world may throw at you. But you must be willing to give Him the lead, to let Him make the changes needed within you and transform a broken, distant existence into a fruitful and blessed life. From Psalm 51, "Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Lord, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies, and you anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. I can take a deep breath. I can recline at the table as John did, resting in the Savior's arms, and I can let go of all the things of the world, and I can let myself be caught up in the Lord, my shepherd. He has everything under His control, and He will let those who seek to stray, stray. He will let those who seek to provoke, to pursue, to persecute, do what their hearts desire, but it does not go unnoticed by Him. And what is meant for evil by their abuses, He will bring good out of it. And in the end, they too will come before Him and will give an account." Sometimes for us today, it is so hard to understand with what we know how such evil exists in the world. But that is the picture of the hatred for God that has filled the hearts of men as they follow in the ways of their father, the devil. And the reason that so many are afraid to submit to the Lord is because control has become a drug for them, and they can no longer get a fix on the simpler things in life, but now the battle is over life itself. How can the threats of the world today be overcome? It is through the fullness that has been showered upon you. Share that with others. It is through the being able to recognize the signs of the times and to hear the warnings being given by the watchmen in the towers. You must shout out what time it is. It is by asking for courage and boldness to speak truth, and by praying with others. Let's just stop using the phrase, "I'm praying for you," or "lifting you up in prayer," or "I'll pray for you." But let's pray right now, right there, so that they can hear that we do believe what we claim to believe. Let us remind them and show them that the hope that we claim to hold on to is real, that we believe that our relationship with the Lord is what sustains us, and that He meets our every need, and that He will meet them where they are also. Let us show them that our cup overflows, that even in these dark times that we know what we believe and who we believe in, the way, the truth, and the life. and let us proclaim to them that there's only one salvation for the souls of men, and it is through Jesus Christ, the Son of God. For there is no other name under heaven by which we must be saved that we can be saved by. Ask to drink from the cup, the Lord's cup of salvation, for in it is life, as it reveals his saving grace and power to you. And choose this day life or death. Choose whom you will serve, for you will love one and hate the other. The Spirit and the Bride say, "Come, Lord Jesus, come." Maranatha.